B'mokim shenahagu sha'ol atzmo kori b'kol ram, in the event that you have a community where the person who gets the aliyah is also the one that lanes, actually reads that section of the Torah, im lo sider tchila ha'parsha pamayim v'sholosh benu v'in atzmo lo yalo. He says that if you have not already prepared and looked over this section, even though you've already been called up, you should not get the aliyah. You should refuse it. So what's the problem? So refuse it. After all, you're not prepared, and you're going to cause certainly tirchus tzibura, maybe even embarrassment of oneself. So Mishnah Berurah tells us that there's an interesting gemara toward the end of Masechta Brachos. It says, Avo pi shikaruhu alos, even though he was called up, and it says that there are shosh devarim mekatrim yom of shaladim. There are three situations where a person literally, by doing certain things or not doing certain things, their lives will be cut short. That's what the literal translation means. Of course, it could mean more than just the literal meaning. And what is one of these things? Mishinosin lo sefer Torah likro seinukare. A person who has in front of them a sefer Torah to read, they're called up to read, and they choose not to. So in this case, nonetheless, hachalu yala, you still should not get the aliyah, even though you were called up. Even though you have these words of powerful words of Chazal, which would probably compel one to want a lane, even though they're not properly prepared. Jisarach medchil l'sader ben min atzma, because as the Mechaber clearly mentioned, you need to have done your own preparation beforehand. Asmechunu chachamim akra. And there's a pasuk which supports this concept. The Chasidus has written, "Azra, you have to see. Yisapra achin v'gam chakara. You have to first see and look into the matter before one can actually continue into to read. And therefore, based on that pasuk, that's the idea that a person, even after getting the aliyah, even though you have these powerful words, that you'll be mekatsrin yomim shaladim, that your life will be cut short, nonetheless, you should not get such an aliyah. So you can say to yourself, well, what's the whole point of this? After all, when I get an aliyah, I do not read from the Torah. We have a Baal Kore that is laning anyway. So what is the significance of this halacha? So the Piskei Tshuva says that it doesn't only apply back then. It also applies nowadays as well. He says, Mavur, B'magin Avram, Prichadash, Tiafil Apin Min Hagenu, even according to our custom, Shein Ola Korah, that the one who gets the aliyah does not read. El Mavarech, all he does is get the bracha, as we're familiar with. The Shatz Kari, and the Baal Kari is the one who reads. Nonetheless, he says, Gamkin Bechlal Mekatsrin, Ratzalomer Im Yisarv Lalos Kishikaruhu. If you refuse to go up when you have the opportunity to get an aliyah, you say, no, no thanks. That also will constitute a Mekatsrin Yomav Shel Adam, that one's life will be cut off. Now, again, if you'd want to literally translate it, you can understand the level of Mida Keneged Mida, that if you're the one that's laning and you're stumbling and causing excessive amount of time being wasted, you're wasting everyone's time, it makes sense, quid pro quo, that the Mida Keneged Mida should be that you don't appreciate other people's time, so Hashem will take away some of your time. We're going to see another explanation of perhaps the measure for measure. But he says that this, you have to be very careful and you can't just end with this particular part of the halach. He says, V'davka kishkvar karu. It's only once your name has been called up. It's already been said, Yamod Ploni, and your name has been called. Then you say, thank you for calling me up, I'm not interested. That's when this halach applies. However, Mutulot says your person is allowed to leave the shul. Kodim Shiakruhu im Yodea Sha'omdim Likrosa, if you know that I am destined to be Aliyah Chamishi. So right before your name is called, they finished the laning, you can just run right out of the shul. And that's not a problem. The Eshlot Siba, of course, you have to have some logical reason. We'll discuss some of them in a moment. Shein Rotzalalos, why you do not want get this aliyah. However, he says that when you do so, you have to do exactly Ben Gabra Gabra. You should not leave in the middle of the laning. He says, Kol Shekin, all the more so, Im Yatzim Bebeis Achnes says, Acher Shekaru, after you've already been called, and all of a sudden, the second your name is called, you see someone darting out the back door, Shuyoel klum, this certainly does not help anymore. Once you were in earshot of your name being called, and it was called, the Adarabba. On the contrary, Mosiv Onesh al Onshav Rachman al Son, a punishment will be added upon this. And just for those who like stories, it's brought down in the Shalos and Tshuvos Lev Chaim. He brings down a story, V'Ishechad Shikaru Lalos Latora Ubarach, that he got called up for an Aliyah, and what did he do? He ran. Problem is, he ran the opposite direction from, he didn't get the Aliyah, he ran away. And as the story goes, of V'Toch Lamed Yom, Nisraf Kol Gufo Berotzchin. Unfortunately, he encountered a tremendous burn on his entire body, and it's brought down that that was Mida Kenegan Mida, Debarach Mahatora Shinimshul Eish, the Torah which is comparable to fire. So since you ran away from fire, you were punished with fire. Of course, we don't generally see such direct punishments such as this, but nonetheless, the idea is still there. So, when a person wishes not to get the Aliyah, you should only do this if your name has not been yet called. Then you can step out. Then he continues and says, Vihine, if you have some logical reason, why you do not want to get this Aliyah, then this terrible call of this curse of one's life being cut short does not apply to you. Not even need to tell you that if it's a halachic reason that your name has been called up, and halachically you should not get that Aliyah, then there's nothing wrong with you saying, I'm sorry, halachically I'm not allowed to get this Aliyah. Why would that ever occur? How is that possible? Kagon, shikruhu l'alos achav of aviv, let's say your father got an Aliyah, and all of a sudden they don't know any better, they call you next. Well, we know then halacha, we don't have a father and a son or brothers get Aliyah one back to the back, and therefore the fact that they called you up, you do not have to, and you shouldn't get the Aliyah even though your name was called. Oh, shesarach, when the cave of the Avra about the shaksu, a person needs to use the facilities, just to be say plainly, and a person should do so even though his name was called, and that's not an issue whatsoever. Unfortunately, your name was called, but go ahead. Or, as we mentioned before, if you do not have a quorum, that are able to hear the bracha. So even though you have 10 people assembled in a room, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're a minion. It has to be that they're paying attention, they're listening, they're answering amen. Because you can have 10 people, as I often say, in a casino, 10 Jews. That doesn't mean it's a minion. So you have to be able to assemble as such. So if you get called up at a quote-unquote minion where you do not have 10 people that are taking the davening seriously, as they should, then it's questionable whether you should actually say the brachos, because it may very well be a bracha levatol. El af im hasir machmas busha. Even if the reason why you don't want to go up and your name was already called is because you are a little embarrassed. For example, shenohagim shomu nadav shlum mesiim b'misha berach l'achar aliyah. After you get the Aliyah, there's the chazan who blasts out your name and your donation. The only reason why you can't give, of course, if you can give, you certainly would, but this person is under the distress, the situation, that he financially cannot give a penny to the shul. And therefore, it would be humiliating for him to be publicly turned to by the Mishaberach and shake his head as if to say, I'm dead broke, I have no money. So therefore, for such an individual, he does not have to get the Aliyah. That's a legitimate reason. He says also, if let's say there's something physically wrong, that you would also be embarrassed. For example, that maybe you have a slur, or there's something wrong with your speech that unfortunately you do not you haven't come to terms with, and you don't want everyone to know about, and therefore you don't want to get an Aliyah, or maybe you're just not very knowledgeable in the bracha. All of these are legitimate reasons why you're allowed to refuse. The kol shekeinim etzarv kedim limnoa busha mi'acher, limnoa machlokas, he says all the more so, if the reason why you do not want to get the Aliyah is because you want to promote peace and to try to avoid machlokas, dispute in a shul at all costs. For example, let's say in that community, instead of you getting the Aliyah, there is someone who is chashuv that appropriately should be given that particular honor. In that situation, it's certainly okay and maybe even meritorious for you to turn to that person and have that person get that honor. Oshab shechabduhu b'mafdir b'sman sheisham bal yartzait v'yehelo chalisha sadas kishul yalo mafdir. Maybe the person who once a year who has this yartzait, he wants this aliyah, and maybe you might be more chashuv, but by you being mochel and saying it's okay, I appreciate the opportunity, but let this other person do so, that's not an issue. B'chol elu einu b'chol mekatsun yamav, you have done nothing wrong by refusing. And the reason, as we'll conclude, is brought down kiatam the mekatsu. The whole reason why one is not allowed to do so is mishum shemekel b'mitzvah, because you're showing, I don't want to do this mitzvah. It's insignificant. It's unimportant. But if you have some legitimate reason as to why you're not going to do it, then it's certainly not a problem.